Welcome back to another podcast with me, Simon.
And Sophie.
Obviously this is a pre-recorded podcast, but the storm at the moment is unreal. I only just noticed on, I think it was YouTube or Facebook, in this storm, what we're having is 120 mile an hour winds and 4 people died and I think it was 2 injured.
I don't know how many injured, it just says people are injured, but there's 4 deaths.
Yeah, it's quite really bad at the moment. Definitely 120. Well, we was out in a storm yesterday, wasn't we? Like, down the beach.
Yeah.
Like, idiots.
To be fair, it wasn't that bad as what other places had it, though.
No, not like London. Like, look at the O2 where all the roof, well, most of the roof is all ripped open and everything. It's only, like, material.
We could still walk in on the beach yesterday. It was just pushing us back a little bit.
Yeah, it's every now and then where it was kept pushing us. Could you imagine, like, the animals in that out there?
They wouldn't last 10 minutes.
No, I think a lot of animals died. Like, farmers, like, all the cows and stuff like that. It's quite mad what's going on. Obviously, I don't know about you, but the amount of photos I've seen on Instagram where people take pictures of the clouds, it's like,
yeah, that's quite mad.
Yeah, very unnormal.
Yeah, it's nice, like, they're nice to look at, but it is mad.
Yeah, how global warming and all that has changed in the last so many years is just mad.
Yeah, the storm has knocked off internet signals.
Yeah, well, we said that the other day, didn't we? Well, not the update, but in the last couple of days, like, how annoying it is where we're trying to get stuff done for the projects and our own stuff. We can't really do it. So, this is why we're pre-recording a lot of stuff, because we ain't really got much else to do. So, we're going to be miles ahead of time.
You don't realise how much you rely on Wi-Fi.
No.
Your social medias until you're in a situation where you have no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know about you guys who's listening, but I rely on this so much to get everything out on all my social medias. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's not the best situation, but we just make do with hotspots, and even that's not.
No, that's not. Yeah, that's not guaranteed. I don't know how we survived in the 90s. I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad. Like, I suppose where technology's come and evolved so quickly now.
Yeah.
Everyone relies on it.
You do, and you don't realise how much.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my phone pretty much all day long. Like, when I'm not working, I'm on my phone. Emailing, uploading pictures. It's just mad.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever go back to that day and age with your little Nokia 3310.
Ah, back in the day, you know. Throw it against the wall and it just
wouldn't break.
Yeah. Well, that's a lie, because a little story for you all. When I can't even remember, I was like a teenager. Not even that. About 12, 13, I had my first Nokia 3310. I for Christmas, cost a lot of money back then. It's nothing now. I got it for Christmas and I left it in my clothes. My mum put them in a wash. Oh my God. Yeah, my dad went ape over that.
Did it actually break?
Yeah, it wouldn't switch on because it went in through the washing machine. And people say that was hard to break. And there's me. One hit wonder.
You had one job.
One job and I still screwed it up.
Yeah, I couldn't go back to that.
No. Like, oh, and you have to press one button.
Just text.
Yeah, that's mad.
But you have that little game. What's it called? Snake.
Oh, yeah, everyone loves that.
That was a really good game, that.
I miss that game. Obviously, you can get newer versions to it, but it's never the same.
Yeah.
definitely not. Anyway, guys, welcome to Reptile Discoveries. We're just having a bit of a random talk today.
Yeah.
I think this is like probably going to be one of many, but see how it goes.
No, we can talk, ramble till I'm blue in the face.
Oh yeah, I know you can. I definitely can. Oh, guys, I'll be putting this up soon. I've got a new project. I've had this egg incubator for quite a while. I'm just starting looking at it to start putting all the stuff together. So when I start breeding my snakes, it'd be all ready. Later this year, maybe early next year, something like that. It's something to get going during a year, a little project going. It's nothing too bad, really. Nothing to really report. You've got quite a lot of projects.
I've got a couple of things under my belt, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, we started the other day the website. It's obviously, we're going to take slow. Because we spoke about it, didn't we?
Yeah,
we're going to do a slow little thing with that. You've got a couple other things which we'll tell people later in the year.
Secret projects, yeah.
Yeah, secret projects. Yeah, there's quite a few things what's going on. I have to be careful myself because I do get things slipping out.
Just keep yourself very busy, don't I?
Yeah, well, plus all the jobs that I'll give you as well. It's unreal.
Yeah, not enough hours in the day.
No, definitely not. But it keeps us...
keeps us busy.
Well, the thing with me is, where I go to work, all I can say is I work in a warehouse. When I'm picking for stores, I zone out and I think about reptile stuff and what we can do with the business, how we can expand, stuff like that. Then I ring Sophie on my break, or when I get home, I'm like, oh, we can do this, we can do it. And I'll give her even more jobs to do.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it though. As long as it's not too much in one day.
Yeah, I've got some things on my phone, like big projects, but I'm not giving it to her just yet, because I'm not overfill. Sophie's,
I'll get overloaded eventually.
Yeah, this is why I'm giving her bits and pieces. Well, one of them's quite big.
Sounds interesting.
The podcast. What am I on about? The website.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite big anyway.
Yeah.
Plus, obviously, we have to look into licenses and everything else. Doing
it'll
stuff
be off. Worth it in the end, is all I'll say.
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%. I can start selling them because it's a hobby at the moment. Until I get my thing down as a proper business, that's when I can sell them properly on a website. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd just rather be careful in how I do things and say things like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Obviously, we're going to start probably next month pre-recording your episodes.
Yeah.
For a Wednesday. Need to get hold of Trigger. I think Mike probably come on to your...
Yeah, I'll speak to Trigger, Becky, Mike, and people.
Yeah.
We'll see what's what.
Yeah, that'd be quite fun. See how the Wednesday podcast goes. Have a month's trial, 2 months trial, and then that. See how we get on. Because that's even more... a lot of... Not stress. Cause I don't know about you, but I enjoy doing this type of thing.
Yeah, it's not stressful.
It's a lot to try and get hold of people to see when they are free.
Yeah, and especially because they're in America, so it's a different time zone.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, with Becky, she lives in Wales, so... And the poor girl, she's got COVID at the moment, and
she hasn't even got any power at the minute.
I know, because the storm's wiped. I shouldn't even laugh, because that could have happened to us, but
it could have. And then what would you have done?
Oh, well, I've got a backup plan. If anything happened to my animals with the heat, I know what I could do.
Oh, okay.
I've got a backup plan. But it's when I'm not here, I would have to worry about a bit more. But no, I'm not worried about that just now, because everything would be cool. But yeah.
Well, touch wood, we don't lose power.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Touching wood right now. Guys, if you've got any questions in a week, just inbox us on Instagram or Facebook, wherever you find us, TikTok, Twitter, I forgot even what I was going to say. Yeah, just inbox us for any questions and we'll answer it for you.
Yeah, it'll give us content as well, won't it?
Oh yeah, 100%. I don't even know why I'm just going to say this, but it's just random. I'm just looking at my cockroaches, and I need to get some black tubs instead of these white ones so they can breed quicker. I don't even know why I'm saying this.
Yeah, I was going to say that's quite random.
Yeah, well, you should know me by now. I am random. I just think of things, then I'll forget about them. Also, I'm just blurting out, out loud. I'm like, oops.
Yeah, I do agree with the black tubs.
Yeah, because obviously they like the dark and they breed more quickly in the heat. It's quite a hot room anyway, in the reptile room.
Yeah, that's what we can call it.
Yeah, plus with the egg incubator as well that I'm doing in the next couple of months, that won't take me long. I said to you earlier, didn't I, that I need to start putting certain amounts, certain little projects.
Yeah.
Because after the egg incubator, in the next couple months after, Rocky, my crested gecko, I'm going to update his enclosure. He's got glass exoterra. And I was, because my fish tank, what I did have for my boy, the fish died, I kept the pump, and I'm thinking about sticking like a little waterfall in there. I don't know how I'm doing it at the moment.
I think that would be quite cool actually, especially in the glass.
It is possible to do, but I need to figure out a lot more how to do it, because I need a drainage system and everything else.
Yeah.
And make a little pond. That's my little project for later in the year as well. And obviously a couple of spiders. I need to do a little bit more because it's boring in there. I ain't really got much new. So that's what I'm planning on doing. And once I moved, I will be doing Titans, Rubies. Well, it'd be more Titans background. Because
yeah.
I've seen people do expanded foam in the Rockery, the 3D effect, what people can do on them is amazing, so that's what I'm planning on doing.
Yeah, I think it'll be quite cool once they are done.
Yeah. Plus, obviously, you probably might have some projects after you finish these ones, what you might want to do yourself.
Possibly, yeah. I've been thinking.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you tell us now or?
More getting like more snakes, I think.
I think that. Yeah, I think that'd be more of the next year because I don't really want to get. Well, I did say for myself last year, for this year, don't want to get no animals. Maybe next year. Then yeah. We know where we are a bit more.
Yeah, just get things done first and then see what we can do if we can. Anymore,
yeah, guys, if you can hear a scratching noise or something in the background, that's Rex, my Savannah monitor lizard. He wants to come out, and yeah, I'm not letting him out today. not after what you've done the other day. Long story, I don't want to talk about. No, definitely not for you. It's right, he didn't hurt us, that's for sure. Rex wouldn't. No. Yeah, what other projects? Yeah, we've got, I wanted to say the projects, but I don't want to give too much away in one hit. Definitely on here.
Save for the podcast after. Lebby's.
In
a couple of months.
Yeah, I'll probably leave it a couple months or so. I probably might slip it out on your podcast on a Wednesday.
Yeah, probably. Just keep your ears open.
Oh, guys, obviously, I've got a podcast on here. I am thinking about doing a podcast on YouTube on my reptile discoveries. Go and check it out on my YouTube. Sophie has gone in. Ordered one of them really posh, I forgot what it's called, microphones.
It's like a microphone on a tripod, yeah, with headphones.
Yeah, it's not a cheap thing, it's very, very expensive, and the it's very clear, it's crisp, clear sound, so I'm looking forward to using that. If I can link it up to my phone, I don't know how, because that's what I'm using to record on here. If I can, you'll notice a lot of difference. Looks like I can't, but we wait and see until...
You should be able to link it up to something.
Yeah, even if I use it on my iPad and transfer everything on here.
Yeah.
But that's for a later date. My YouTube podcast, I can't wait. I don't know to do it for Reptile Discoveries or... do it as something else. I'm not too sure yet, but
you could do it for both if you wanted. Like, so do it for your reptiles and then do it for whatever else you got in mind.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure yet, but that's in the background at the moment. Obviously, whatever I do on there, I'm going to record on here as well, so I've got backups. And obviously, if you guys miss it or you can't hear from it, you've got both, so you can listen to it in the car or wherever you listen to this on as well.
Yeah,
I've got loads of plans for my podcast, but I can't do much until later in the future, so you have to put up me on Spotify for now. Yeah, so that's my plan. Are you looking forward to your podcast?
Nervous, but yeah, looking forward to it. I think it's more like not knowing what to talk about.
It's your day where... Yeah, it's your day, so you can do what you want, say what you want.
I think providing I've got like Trigger on or Mike or someone on, it'll be absolutely fine.
Obviously, I'll be on there with you anyway, but I'll leave it down to you more.
Yeah.
I'm nervous for you. I'm excited, but I'm very nervous for you.
Yeah, that's me. Excited, but nervous. It'll either go one or two ways, won't it?
Yeah.
We'll soon find out.
Well, I'm there if you get too nervous and you just don't know what to say. You know me. Don't really shut me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Trigger... will help you out as well.
But yeah, I'll speak to them in advance and see what's what.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I really want to tell you what we're all up to, but we can't.
I'm not telling.
Oh yeah, I'm bad at keeping secrets. Like, I'm very bad. So it'd be worth it in the long run, guys. It'd be worth it.
It's worth the wait.
Oh yeah, definitely. One thing I can't wait to get is the van.
Yeah, that'll be so much easier.
Yeah, because obviously where I want to do parties and events and that with the animals, obviously I have to look into licensing with that.
Yeah.
But that'd be worth it. And insurance.
You'd be up and down the country as well.
Sorry?
You'd be up and down the country as well in a van.
Yeah, well, I want to start in a community first, then expand slowly. It'd be more of a summer than a winter. I can do it in a winter, don't get me wrong. But if I was doing it in a winter, it'd be more in a community than
so you don't miles have to away. Take their reptiles too far out.
Yeah, because it's unfair to them.
Yeah.
Obviously, the van, I know what I want to get. I want to get heating and everything in there for the animals. Yeah. Pad it out so it's always warm in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be another expensive, a very expensive project down the lane.
Again, it'll be expensive. It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it in the long run.
Yeah, 100%. There's so much that I want to do, but everything takes time and patience. I'd rather they take time, because if it was here right now, within 5 minutes, I'd be like, oh, I've got it all. Now what?
Yeah. Gives you something to build up to.
Yeah, 100%. Like, a year ago, I had died nothing, and now, over 30-something animals... Say nearly 40. No, that's a lie, actually. Yes, that is actually a lie, because when my praying mantis has laid a sack full of 1,500
eggs.
Yeah, sorry, 1,500 eggs in one room, I've got over, way over 1,500 animals, and the clutch of egg hasn't laid yet. Like, they're not hatched yet. So, yeah, this is going to be very interesting, where I'm going to stick them all and see if I can sell them. As I said in my last podcast, if you want them and you live in the UK, just get hold of me and we can sort something out if you want one or two.
Yeah, we need to get rid of a few.
Yeah, definitely. I want to keep one or two for my own personal use. Plus, I love watching them. I am planning on getting other types of species as well later or in the future, because I want to breed them as well. So it gives you guys more of a chance to buy them as well. I want to try and breed spiders in years to come as well. In about the next 5 to 6 years. I need to look into researching them a little bit more before I do it, because I don't want to harm them. Definitely if I put a male to a female by an accident. So, yeah, this is a quick podcast today, guys. Thank you for listening. Have you got anything else to say?
I look forward to doing the podcast on a Wednesday, so I'll speak to you then as well.
Yeah, definitely. Since we know, guys, what day and what date it will be, I put all over social media.
Yeah.
Give us a follow, hit that bell sign up in the corner on Spotify, guys. Go and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And the rest of the social medias, I can't remember them all. I've got too many.
Instagram. Snapchat.
No, not Snapchat.
I think you've covered them all. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah, you Twitter. Can find us somewhere on social media anyway. And obviously, eventually, on our website as well.
Yeah.
That's nearly done. Or I need to give you some more information on that later as well.
Yes.
So we can get a bit more done. Right, guys, I better go. Oh, before I go, on a Saturday on YouTube, Fishing and Outdoor Discoveries, go and follow them, guys, because I'm on there. I will put a link back up on my Facebook for you guys to go and follow them, because I'm on there with two other guys. I'm a co-finder with them. We started this at the beginning of the year, so it's a year on from Reptile Discoveries. Now I'm a co-finder in that. Go and follow them. We do talk about what we're meant to talk about, but within 30 to 40 minutes, we got off topic every week. It's quite funny. I start giggling because no matter what, it always happens.
Yeah, it does.
yeah, go and give us a follow, guys. And that's every Saturday. From me and Sophie, thank you for listening. My name's Simon.
My name's Sophie.
And I'll see you next week. Bye for now.